I don't like to think of it like that. I just like to think positive. I'm out there, I get a chance to go out there and play, and I just want to take advantage of my opportunities.
Frustrating not to be able to dominate games like you were earlier in the season because of the hand?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely frustrating. You know, keep positive attitude about it. You know, go out there and play. It's me and other guys that, you know, with Dada being in this situation, and Dada being in the playoffs, and, you know, we're here in a unique situation. I just want to take advantage of my opportunity.
How difficult for you to stand on the sidelines in some key situations for the first time?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely, you know, frustrating. And, you know, but, you know, I'm a team guy, and, you know, we're going to put the best guy, you know, out there in the best situations. And whenever my name is called, I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to try to, you know, take advantage of my opportunity.
You guys are big underdogs this week. It almost seems as if you guys play better when you're the underdog and nobody expects anything out of you. Do you like that role? Do you relish it?
You know, we don't think about it like that. We just play our game and control what we can control, and just taking one play at a time. We've been underdogs, you know, all season, you know, and all we can do is just take it one game at a time, and, you know, hopefully we can get it done this weekend.
And I know you talked about the hand to death, but I mean, is there a hesitancy still there? It seemed like the coaches, when we were out there today, were really trying to get you to get that hand in there and not think about it as much.
But yeah, like I said, it's a learning curve, you know. I've been running and, you know, doing all this stuff, you know, without anything on my wrist, and, you know, it's just different, you know. And like I said, all I can do is just, you know, go out there and play the game.
You guys haven't had created a turbo in 3 weeks, and Elvis was saying it kind of starts up front with you guys. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with him, and, you know, we definitely got to get pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, and, you know, hopefully we can be able to do that.
How challenging is he to not only get to, but to bring down once you get around him?
He's extremely challenging to bring down. A big, big, strong guy like that, you know, it definitely takes maximum effort to bring him down.
This is the playoff,
babe. Thanks, Mark. All right,
thank you. I just been wanting to, you know, clean up a little bit. I went all season without a haircut.